Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldhar and Dir Masecha Sota Daf Mem Test, the ninth Perek Egel Arufa and the final Daf of the Masechta. I want to take a moment and thank the one who generously sponsored the Zichu Masecha Sota program as a schus for Achzacha Satorah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah lists qualities which were lost with the passing of numerous Tanaim. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Meir, Batu Moshe Mishalim. Once Rabbi Meir died, there ceased composers of parables. Mishnah Meis Ben Azai, Batu HaShaktanim. Once Ben Azai died, there ceased the diligent. Mishnah Meis Ben Zoma, Batu HaDarshanim. Once Ben Zoma died, there ceased experts in drushas. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Kiba, Batu Kabbalat Torah. Once Rabbi Kiba, who darshan even the tagim of the letters, the points of the letters, died, honor of Torah ceased. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Batu Anshe Maisa. Once Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa died, there ceased people of miraculous deeds. It continues. Once Rabbi Yossi Katonta died, there ceased to be pious men. Why was he called Katonta? Because he was the lesser of the pious men. Once Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai died, the shine of wisdom ceased. Once Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken died, honor of Torah ceased, and purity and abstinence died. Once Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pavi died, the shine of Kahuna ceased. Once Rebbe died, humility and fear of sin ceased. The Braisa near the end of the Masechta provides an additional list. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol said, Be'ikvas Mashiach, during the footsteps of Mashiach, meaning the period just before his arrival, chutzpah yiska, insolence, will increase. V'yoki yamir, prices will rise, hagefen titim piria v'hayayim v'yoker, and the vine will bear its fruit, yet wine will be expensive, he continues. The government will turn to heresy, and there will be no reproof. The former meeting place of sages will be used for harlotry, the Galil will be destroyed, and the governor will be desolated. People on the border will wander from town to town, but not be helped. The wisdom of scribes will decay, those who fear sin will be despised. Truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. A son disgraces his father, a daughter stands against her mother, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are people of his household. He concludes, Pnei Adork, Pnei Akelev, the face of the generation is like the face of a dog. A ben enemis bayish ma'aviv, a son is not ashamed from his father, v'alma yesh lanu lishayin, alavina shebashamayim, and upon what can we rely? On our Father in heaven. And pointing with you, the rabbis taught, when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother, Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's carbon tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by aristocrats, secretly informed those outside. As long as they are occupied with the avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket, which stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. At that time, they declared, Aru Adam Shi Gadol Chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine, while Aru Adam Shi Lamed Livno Chachmas Yavanis, and cursed is the man who teaches his son Greek wisdom. The Gemara clarifies that using the Greek language is acceptable, and they only forbade learning Greek wisdom. The Gemara adds that even learning Greek wisdom was permitted for those of Rabbi Gamliel's household, the Krovin Lamachus Haba, because they were closely involved with the government. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah lists qualities, which were lost with the passing of numerous Tanaim. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Meir, Batu Moshe Mishalim. Once Rabbi Meir died, there ceased composers of parables. Mishnah Meis Ben Azai, Batu HaShaktanim. Once Ben Azai died, there ceased the diligent. Mishnah Meis Ben Zoma, Batu HaDarshanim. Once Ben Zoma died, there ceased experts in drushas. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Kiba, Batu Kabbalat Torah. Once Rabbi Kiba, who darshan even the tagim of the letters, the points of the letters, died, honor of Torah ceased. Mishnah Meis Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Batu Anshe Maisa. Once Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa died, there ceased people of miraculous deeds. It continues, once Rabbi Yossi Katonta died, there ceased to be pious men. Why was he called Katonta? Because he was the lesser of the pious men. Once Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai died, the shine of wisdom ceased. Once Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken died, honor of Torah ceased, and purity and abstinence died. Once Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pavi died, the shine of Kahuna ceased. Once Rebbe died, humility and fear of sin ceased. The Braisa near the end of the Masechta provides an additional list. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol said, Be'ikvas Mashiach, during the footsteps of Mashiach, meaning the period just before his arrival, chutzpah yiska, insolence, will increase. V'yoki yamir, prices will rise, hagefen titim piria v'hayayim v'yoker, and the vine will bear its fruit, yet wine will be expensive, he continues. The government will turn to heresy, and there will be no reproof. The former meeting place of sages will be used for harlotry, the Galil will be destroyed, and the governor will be desolated. People on the border will wander from town to town, but not be helped. The wisdom of scribes will decay, those who fear sin will be despised. Truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. A son disgraces his father, a daughter stands against her mother, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are people of his household. He concludes, Pnei Adork, Pnei Akelev, the face of the generation is like the face of a dog. A ben enemis bayish ma'aviv, a son is not ashamed from his father, v'alma yesh lanu lishayin, alavina shebashamayim, and upon what can we rely? On our Father in heaven. And pointing with you, the rabbis taught, when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother, Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's carbon tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by aristocrats, secretly informed those outside. As long as they are occupied with the avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket, which stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. At that time, they declared, Aru Adam Shi Gado Chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine, while Aru Adam Shi Lamed Livno Chachmas Yavanis, and cursed is the man who teaches his son Greek wisdom. The Gemara clarifies that using the Greek language is acceptable, and they only forbade learning Greek wisdom. The Gemara adds that even learning Greek wisdom was permitted for those of Rabbi Gamliel's household, the Krovin Lamachus Haba, because they were closely involved with the government. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simmer Daf Mem test, and our standard simmon is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simmon. Now, this simmon is going to be longer than a typical Zichru simmon because we want to end the Masechta on a somewhat upbeat note. So here goes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many Rabbanim, when all good things seem to cease, realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall. But instead of lamenting, he sponsored the kosher meat for the tens of thousands of Lomdei Daf Yomi making a siyum on Masechta Sota. So once again, it's a motion. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop. Butcher, red meat, that must be one Daf Memtes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many Rabbanan when all good things seem to cease, which reminds us the next mission lists qualities which were lost with the passing of numerous Tanaim. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many Rabbanan when all good things seem to cease, realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased, which reminds us the mission brings the signs that we're living in the ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. The period right before his arrival, chutzpah will increase, prices will rise, the government will turn to heresy, and so on. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many Rabbanan when all good things seemed to cease, realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall. Which reminds us, the rabbis thought when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's Karban Tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by the aristocrats, secretly informed those outside, as long as they're occupied with the avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. So once again, the butcher closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many Rabbanan, when all good things seemed to cease, realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased, when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall. But instead of lamenting, he sponsored the kosher meat for the tens of thousands of Lomdei Daf Yomi making a siyum on Masechta Sota. Harun Olach Masechta Sota. Mazel tov, everyone. I'm being Masai Masechta Sota, the 18th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor, a grand total of 48 blot, 144 points, now organized in our mind for efficient review and long-term retention using Simanim. May Kosh Baruch Hu continue to bench us with Hatzlacha in our learning and Chazara, and may we continue to go Mechal Chal as we begin the next Masechta, Masechta's Gittin, and be Zocha to make a Kinyan on all of Shas together with Simanim. All right, so now it's time for 4 blot back Chazara. Daf Mem Hei. So the symbol Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board. Monopoly board? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly. The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, Zekanecha zo Sanhedrin, your elders refers to Sanhedrin, Shoftecha zemelch ukon gadol, your judges refers to the king and kon gadol. The Gemara seeks to clarify if the entire Sanhedrin needs to come. So, the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another and debated who to measure from, which reminds us, Abaye was asked, Shnei Chalalim Zeh Gabi Zeh, two corpses, which are found one on top of the other, Mehechen Humoded, from where does one measure to surrounding cities? Min Beminu Havitamun, Umin Beminu Havitzav, do we say, something covered by its own type, meaning another corpse, is considered covered and exempt from Egla Rufa, but something raised on its own type is not considered floating and is subject to Egla Rufa, thus one would only measure from the top corpse, or perhaps the top corpse is considered floating and the bottom is not considered covered and we would only measure from the bottom. The Gemara brings other possibilities as well. So the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another and debated who to measure from and whether to measure from his navel, nose, or neck. Which reminds us, the next mission brings about focus regarding which part of the corpse to measure from. Is it from the nose, navel, or neck? Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The red heifer that went moo, red heifer, moo. That must be more on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified, which reminds us, although a moom, a blemish, disqualifies a paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Rufa because the word ba, written by paraduma, excludes an Egla Rufa from this disqualification. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the work disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and paraduma. So the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, which reminds us, a brisa restates the previous mission. The pasuk states, "Amru yadenu shapku as adam zeve einenu lo-ra'u." And the elders say, "Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see." Now, did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us, and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him go without escort. Rabbi Meir said, "Kofin le-lavaya sheschar ha-lavaya ein la-shi'ur." We force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. So, the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without escort inside a Bears Against Men of Little Faith who ridiculed him, which reminds us of the incident of Elisha and the bears. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Talmud who got pushed into the red maze of Du Maze, that must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, it should always be the left hand which pushes away and the right should bring close. Unlike Elisha who pushed Gehazi away with both hands, and unlike Yeshua ben Prachi who pushed one of his Talmidim away with both hands. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, which reminds us the next mission states what happens to the Egla Rufa if the murderer's identity becomes known after the decapitation or before the decapitation. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, and then realized when he saw many murderers hanging out there as well that the heir of the Egla Rufa was probably over, which reminds us that the Sota waters in the Egel Rufa ended when wickedness increased. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches waits to Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The red-haired brainiacs. Brainiacs? That must be more Daf Mem Ches. Moach. The red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai, which reminds the Gemara relates why Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted Damai and how the Hafrasha, the separation, is done. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, which reminds us. The next mission states, Mishem Mesu Nevim Harishonim Batu Urim V'tumim. From when the early prophets died, the Urim V'tumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the final prophets. A brisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a bas kol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a bas kol relating to Hillel HaZaken and Shmuel HaKatan. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. The Gemara brings a Malchokas how the Beis HaMikdash was built and where the Shamir was used, whether it was used to cut the stones from the mountains or only to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved but also were required to remain complete. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which is when what happens to the Egel Rufa if the murderer is found before or after the decapitation? That's on Daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number two. Which Daf do you want about the passing of many Tanaim and the various qualities lost with each one? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number three. Which Daf do you want why Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Matakin Damai? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number four. Which Daf do you have a question? Who to measure from in a case where there's one corpse on top of another? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number five. Which Daf do you want about the disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and the Paraduma? That's on Daf Membav. Good number six, Wishdaf discussed the incident when a pig was put in a basket instead of a lamb for the Karban Tamid. That's on Dav. Memtaz. Good number seven, Wishdaf learned about the loss of the Urim Tumim after the early Nevi'im's death and the two incidents of a Baskol. That's on Dav. Memchaz. Good number eight, Wishdaf learned about the meaning of Hayariv Aracha Levav and the Machok is about which Averos exempt one from battle. That's on Dav. Memdal. Good number nine, Wishdaf learned about the signs that one is living during the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. That's on Dav. Memtaz. Good. And number 10, Wishdaf learned about the incident of Elisha and the bears. That's on Dav. Memvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhamer. Zichu v'shinah. Great day and great learning.